Hello, everyone. I'm Susan Sutton, editor of ASI. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Bonding with ASI. Today, I'd like to welcome Scott Krasinski. He's a business development application engineer for Avery Dennison Performance Tapes. He'll be helping us understand the various issues that need to be considered when choosing an adhesive solution for a specific application. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. It's great to be with you.
Good. So how important is the type of substrate when making an adhesive selection?
Yeah, so, when we select the correct adhesive or tape for a customer's application, we really have two main things in mind. It's how do we actually stick? And then the second half of that is how do we actually stay stuck? So the importance of identifying the substrate that we're bonding to is very important. It's the matter of sticking and not sticking. And there are certain types of characteristics for different substrates that will dictate what type of adhesive will bond to those types of substrates.
Mm-hmm. What role does the substrate surface energy play in all of that?
Yeah, so the surface energy is a direct relation to why we're asking what type of substrate. In fact, it's probably the biggest reason why we're asking what type of substrate. So there's different types of categories of surface energy. There's high surface energy materials that are easy to bond to. When you have a higher surface energy, it's always easier for an adhesive to bond to it. Some of those substrates would include metals, so aluminum and copper. Those are high surface energy materials, and they're easy to bond to. Most adhesives will bond to that. Then we have a category of medium surface energy, and this is where we start getting into different types of plastics. And it's important to know what type of plastic you're working with because it can mean the difference between a medium and a low surface energy material. Medium surface energy materials are still fairly easy to bond to, but it's going to start limiting what type of adhesives we can recommend for your application. Some medium surface energy materials would include ABS or polycarbonate plastic. And then we get into the low surface energy category. That's where we're really going to be limited on what type of adhesives we can recommend for you. So some common low surface energy plastics include polypropylene and polyethylene, or sometimes called high density or low density polyethylene. And for low surface energy materials, really only the adhesives that will work for it are rubber-based adhesives and then tackified acrylics, where we've loaded up the acrylic to soften it and tackify it so that it is able to bond to that low surface energy aspect of the substrate.
What end-use requirements might impact the choice of adhesive?
Yeah, so the first two questions we just went over are all about, you know, how well we stick to different materials, and now we're asking about how can we stay stuck, right? So, is your application in a car? Is it in a building? Is it a temporary application? These are types of things we need to know, and we'll ask you a list of things about that application so we can understand how well it's going to stay stuck. Mm-hmm. And probably the first and most important question we'll ask regarding end-use requirements is going to be around temperature. So are we going to be in an application where we're exposed to just constant room temperature and it doesn't change much? That's a relatively easy consideration to account for. Most adhesives will be able to last in room temperature environments. It's when we start getting into high temperature environments that we are concerned about what adhesives we could recommend. I would say anything over 150 degrees Fahrenheit, we're starting to narrow down the options we can recommend for you. Rubber-based adhesives will start to flow too much and will begin to fail at temperatures above 150F. So then we'll be recommending tackified acrylics and silicones. And this is where we start getting up into the range around 300 degrees Fahrenheit, where we might be starting to get concerned about some failures. And if we're in the 400 to 500F range, we're seriously limited, and we might have to recommend silicone adhesives for the application. So temperature is the main concern, but then we have other concerns like, is the application going to be exposed to chemicals? You know, we've worked on some heat shield applications where we're bonding heat shields to a gas tank in automotive, and those are sometimes exposed to gasoline or transmission fluids, and the more difficult or demanding the chemical we're going to have to resist, the more limited our options are going to be. And then we have other requirements like UV light is a consideration, humidity. On the flip side of the high temperatures, we have to consider low temperatures. And those are the things you have to consider. And we would ask you a list of these questions as we move through an application.
How is the tape construction dictated by all of these factors?
Yeah, so a little bit about tape constructions. There's different types of what we call constructions or stack-ups, some people will say. There's the basic transfer tape, which is a free layer of adhesive. Then there's double-coated tapes, where we have two layers of adhesive with a film or some type of non-woven material in the middle. And the construction is really more important for the processing of the tape and the converted part versus the application requirements. So let's just say a converter is laminating a transfer tape to a stretchy foam. And it's a long die cut that's being applied along the seal of a washer machine. As the operator is applying that foam strip to the washing machine, they might be stretching out the foam too much. And because it's a transfer tape, there's no dimensional stability in the part, so that when the part is overstretched when it's applied, there's going to be some built-up stress in that foam, and it's going to really fight the adhesive. So for that application, we would recommend a double-coated tape. And a double-coated tape is going to prevent the operator from stretching out that die cut when they're applying it to the washing machine so that the built-up stress in the part doesn't occur in the first place, and then you're able to bond and stay bonded.
Okay. Lots of great information, Scott. Thanks again for taking the time to speak with us today.
Great. Yeah, thanks, Susan. Happy to help.
If you're interested in learning more, check out Scott's article entitled Stick and Stay Stuck in our July 2019 issue, or visit www.tapes.averydennison.com.